Today's lecture will be about an introduction to ASPECT, but mostly about the ASLA method. Then we will practice using the ASLA method with some pictures. Let me first introduce you to a couple of resources that you can use for these activities. One is the pictures that I've just put a link to in the chat window. These are some pictures that I put together specifically for practicing ASLA. The other resource that I want to show you is Unit 8. You can find that on Qstoop.net from the curriculum page. Here's Units 8 and 9 as one document available for five different dialect groups. The focus of these two units is action words. In other words, verbs. Verbs are action words like sing, dance, walk, run, stand, sit, and so on. There's a very important distinction amongst verbs in Nuchanalth, which we call aspect. This is the difference between forms like yatsuk and yatsshik. They both mean walk, but yatsuk means something more like walking, and yatsshik means something more like start walking. These different forms of verbs, present a significant challenge to learners. I've just put three important verbs in the chat window for you as an example. These verbs are walk, eat, and have. Forms of walking include yatsuk, yatsshik. Forms of eating include ha'uk, ha'ukshik. Forms of have include unak, unakshik. We call the difference between these forms aspect. The forms on the left are in the continuous aspect, and the forms on the right are in the complete aspect. The difference between continuous and complete is whether they refer to a total action, a complete action from beginning to end, or the middle of an action. Complete forms like yatsshik, ha'ukshik, unakshik refer to a complete action. The confusing thing, though, is that sometimes this complete action can be paraphrased do and be done, and at other times it can be paraphrased as start doing. If we look at verbs like su and tukshit, their complete forms, sukwit and tukshit, can be paraphrased do and be done. So, for example, su means holding something, sukwit means to pick it up. Once you pick it up, you're done. You're done picking it up. So, sukwit can be paraphrased pick it up and be done. Tuktukwa, jumping repeatedly. Tukshit, to jump once. The action denoted by tukshit is complete. Once it's done, it's finished. But on the other hand, the forms yatsshik, ha'ukshik, unakshik, these are paraphrased as start doing. So yatsshik means to start walking, ha'ukshik to start eating, unakshik to start having. And it can be hard to see at first the connection between do and be done and start doing. Why do we call these the same aspect? Why do we call them all complete aspect if some of them mean do and be done and some of them mean start doing? What they all have in common is that they are all complete. So once you have started doing something, you're done starting. That is a complete action. And that might take a little bit of time to wrap your head around. Compare that to the continuous forms: yatsuk, ha'uk, unak, su, tuktukwa. Sorry, let's exclude tuktukwa for a second. The continuous forms refer to that action happening, but it's a part of that action. We don't know when it began, and we don't know when it's going to end. All we're concerned with is that it's happening now. So yatsuk means a person walking. We don't know how long they've been walking or how long they will continue. The important thing is that they're walking. Ha'uk, eating. Onak, having. Su, holding. So a simple paraphrase of the meaning of the continuous aspect is doing without beginning or end. That doesn't mean that it didn't begin or that it won't end, just that we're not concerned with when it began or when it's going to end. These are the two most important aspects in Nuchanalth: continuous and complete. And whenever you learn a new verb, you usually have to memorize at least two forms of the verb, a continuous form and a complete form. Now, unfortunately, there are more than two aspects. These aren't the only two. There are about five in the language. The next most important is the repetitive. An example of the repetitive is tuk tukwa, jumping. Tuk tukwa is jumping repeatedly. The repetitive aspect means doing the same action over and over again. Tuqua describes doing an action of jumping over and over again. Tuqshit means to jump once and be done. So there's a connection between the complete form, tuqshit, and the repetitive form, tuqtuqua. Tuqtuqua means doing repeatedly whatever the meaning of the complete form is. We have a question about the root of the word su and suquit. The root is su, su, short u. The continuous form has a long u, su, and the complete form is suquit, short. So I would say that the root is su, and that root is never pronounced by itself. It always has some ending on it. Su with a long vowel is continuous aspect. Suquit with a short vowel is complete aspect. Does that answer your question? Here's another couple of important verbs. Nunuk, nuik. Nunuk, singing, without beginning or end. Nuik, to start singing. Huyal, hulhulha, hulshit. Huyal, dancing without beginning or end. Hulshit, to start dancing. Now, some verbs are quite predictable in their complete form. So, ha'uk, ha'ukshit, unak, unakshit. These are some very predictable verbs. The complete form is just the continuous form plus shit. Tuqtuqa, tuqshit is also quite predictable. Some verbs, for a lot of verbs, the complete form is the bare root, tuq plus shit. For others, it's the continuous form plus shit. So, ha'uk, ha'ukshit, unak, unakshit, tuqtuqa, tuqshit, these are fairly well-behaved verbs. Other verbs are less predictable. For example, nunuk, nuik. It's not at all obvious that these are exactly the same word except for aspect. But nunuk is the continuous form, nuit is the complete form to start singing. For dancing, some tribes prefer huyash for dancing without beginning or end. That's the true continuous form. Other tribes, other dialects prefer the repetitive form, hulhulha, for dancing. But in both kinds of dialects, the complete form is hulshit. We just had a question about the verb quis, to do so. Qua'up and quis are a continuous complete pair. So qua'up means doing without beginning or end. Quis means to do and be done. So again, these are what we call an aspect pair. And as a general rule, whenever you learn a new verb in Nuchanalth, you need to learn at least two aspect forms. You need to learn an aspect pair. For a few verbs, you need to learn more than two. Last, I've given you several of the verbs that we used in our new news this morning. I tried to keep our new news simple by mainly using continuous forms, but several of our news stories could be expressed in either the continuous or the complete aspect, depending on what exactly we want to say. So these are some of the verbs that we used in our new news. These are not all frequent verbs. I'm using them because I think they're good examples and because these are fresh in our minds. Uqla, to be called, its complete form is uqlint. So we talked about the fact that one of our participants got a name. When someone starts being called something, we want uqlint. When they're called the same thing they've been called for a while, we usually want uqla. So again, that's an aspect pair. Weeksi, stormy weather, continuous. Its complete form, weeksi. So if it's just started getting stormy, we might want to say weeksi. It started getting stormy. Yui, windy. Its complete form is yuquit. Yuquietlish, it's gotten windy. Amtnak, to have a name. If you know how to say the forms of unak, then you also know all the forms of all the verbs that are based on nak. One of them is amtnak, to have a name. Amtnakshit, to get a name. Amtnakshiatwaish, I heard that she got a name. Amtnakshiatwaish. Ink is fire. Inkwetchit means to catch fire, to start burning. So ink, continuous. Inkwetchit, complete. The opposite of ink is chohi. Chohi is extinguished, a dead fire. And when a fire goes out, that's chohechit. We used that when we talked about the fact that lots of people have lost power. Those same words for fires burning and going out, have been extended to electric lights. So when people lose power, we can say, ish inquas. Their fires have gone, their lights have gone out. Ish inquas. That is a brief introduction to Aspect. We'll be talking more about Aspect next week. Aspect will be our focus next week, starting with a lecture on Monday. For now, I'd like to turn to the pictures we're going to use to talk about actions and the ASLA method. The ASLA method is a language teaching method developed by Nyakit, Stephen Graymorning. Stephen Graymorning is an Arapaho man. His native name is Nyakit, which is spelled Neyooxet, Nyakit. He's a speaker of Arapaho and a professor at the University of Montana. He developed this method for teaching Arapaho. ASLA stands for Accelerated Second Language Acquisition. Accelerated Second Language Acquisition. That name doesn't really say much about the method. I'll be telling you about the basics of the method and then giving you a demonstration and then asking you to practice it yourselves. The ASLA method is very oral. It focuses on speaking right away and speaking in complete sentences. It introduces just a few words at a time, but quickly expects students to understand complete sentences and then start producing them. The first simple sentences that we're going to make are the kind of sentences that we would use to describe pictures like these. What are the children doing? Hul-hul-la-ish. They're dancing. Hul-hul-la-ish. What is the young woman doing? How would we describe what she's doing in Barkley Sound dialect? Huyasma. Huyasma. Akanap chimsi. Akanap chimsi. What is the bear doing? Chu. Haok ish chimsi. The bear is eating. Haok ish chimsi. Another thing we might say about this bear is that it's sitting. The bear is sitting on a chair. Tikwas ish chimsi. Tikwas ish chimsi. Someone just pointed out we could call this bear chims isi, the little bear. Chims isi. That's good. I consider an elaboration. So, imagine that you are teaching complete beginners in the language. They don't know any words. One of the first words you're going to want to teach them is tikwas, and another one is chimps. So when they start out, they're probably going to want to make a sentence as simple as tikwas ish chimps e, or in Barkley Sound dialect, tikwas ma chimps e. Once they're comfortable with that, then you can start adding elaborations like tikwas ish chimps is e. The little bear is sitting. Tikwas ish chims is e. Once the learners are ready to learn that, they'll easily slot it into what they already know. But if you introduce it too early, it'll just be too much information for them and they'll get lost. Yeah, that's an important question, and the answer is not simple, unfortunately. So if we want to say that the bear is sitting and eating, the best way that I know to say that in Nuchanoth is to use the linker. The linker is an ending that's pronounced ha, that is a back H, or Q back H. So we would say something like Tikwas hma haok chimsi. The bear is sitting and eating. Tikwas hma haok chimsi. What that linker h does is it links the two predicates together into a big predicate, sitting and eating. This is a big issue for English speakers learning Nuchanoth because English has a general purpose and that can join together anything. But Nuchanoth does not have a general purpose and you can't just translate the English and with Nuchanoth oh-ish. How to say and is a big topic. There's a lecture about this from our summer course, which is still up. So if you're interested in that, I suggest that you start there and then bring any further questions you have about it. So when we use the ASLA method, One of Dr. Gray Morning's recommendations is to start with just a small number of words. Four people words, four animal words, and four vehicle words. The people words we're going to start with are Chakup, Thutsma, Hakwat, Hawithut. Chakup, Thutsma, Hakwat, Hawithut. With those words, we can describe teens and adults of both genders. For vehicles, I usually like to use to start with chapats, maaktiks, hupukas, matuk, canoe, speedboat, car or truck, airplane. Chapats, maaktiks, hupukas, matuk. For animals, I like to start with chimps, soha, tsikhwetin, and something else. Your choice. When we introduce new words, as a general rule, I like to introduce two words at a time. Two words at a time, that's two words at a time rather than one word, because when you learn two words at a time, you get to compare them to each other. And that is a good memory trick. Being able to compare, for example, tikwas to plakas, plakas standing, tikwas sitting. Also, or for another example, kamatkuk running, yatsuk walking. Being able to contrast two words can be a memory trick to help people remember them right away. And another rule of thumb is four new words a day. That's what I think, even in an intensive class, most people can handle. Two words at a time, about four words a day. Also, for beginners are just going to learn sentences in the present tense. We want to get somewhat comfortable with the present tense before we introduce the past and future tenses. So, our first task to learn ourselves and then to teach our beginning learners is how to describe what the people in the pictures are doing. Next, I'd like to go through every picture and list the verbs that we would use to describe what they're doing. We've already covered huyas, hulhusa, tikwas, hauk. What new verbs would we need to describe the pictures on this page? Mata, flying, mata. Words for paddling include tlatwa and tlehak. Tlehak. Anitsnas adds cheat chia, pulling repeatedly. Cheat chia. What verb will we use for a car going? This is a little difficult. The two verbs we want are tleha or tlehak. And you will need to talk to your elders about how exactly these verbs are used in your dialect. But generally, tleha is what the vehicle itself does. So we could say, tleha ish hupukwasi, the car is going. Tleha ish chapatsi, the canoe is going. Whereas tlehak is what the people inside the vehicle are doing. Tlehak ish alqotqoas, the people are paddling, the people are riding, the people are traveling. Tlehak ish. We just saw the picture of the young man holding a book, which we interpreted as su ish nachalyuk hawithatli. The verb su is different from the other verbs we've covered so far because it's a two participant verb. Compare that to dancing, going, sitting, eating. Those are one participant verbs. So we only need to mention one participant. Tikwas ish chimsi, huyath ish hakwatli. When we get to su, we might want to mention two participants. Su ish nachalyuk hawithatli. Other two participant verbs that we're going to be using, even at the very beginning, include natsa, to see it. One participant sees another. Naa, to hear it. One participant hears another. I will share some feedback about your practice just now. Then we will enter our debriefing period where you'll have a chance to ask Tom any questions you might have. I have a list of questions that people have raised, but we can add others as well. We have about 30 minutes, so that should be a chance for a good debrief. The one of a part of the feedback that I'd like to give you on your the practice you just did on the ASLA method is on various elaborations that you experimented with. So when you teach this to beginners, you have to think very carefully about what you introduce first. Like I said, people can handle about two new words at a time and about four new words a day. Some elaborations that you want to eventually get to are using plural nouns. So some of you are quite comfortable with plural forms like and you were using them. But if you're teaching beginners, keep in mind that you want to start very, very simple, just with present tense singular sentences like One of the elaborations that you can add on a little bit later is plural forms. Another elaboration is more words for people. So I gave you four words that I recommend you start with: chakup, thutsma, hakwat, hawatlat. But some of you notice that in these pictures, there are people that aren't that well described by those words. So there's some very little people. Hawatlat and hakwat are teenagers, young man, young woman. So those are people who have gone through puberty usually, but haven't been married yet. Once they get married, they become thutsma and chakup. But younger than that, there's a special word for young boy, which is ma'itqats or me'itqats. Some dialects have a special word for young girl, which is thutsats or thutsits. But that's mainly a central northern word, and southern dialects usually say ha'kwat'is for a little girl. That is a little young woman. Hakwat'is. There, the pictures also included a baby. Babies are natyakak or natyakak'is or tlahomth, which is a newborn. Tlahemth'is'i, the little newborn. So there's a lot of words that we can use for people. And I gave you a whole bunch of pictures at once, but if you're teaching beginners, you will have to carefully dole out the pictures. You have to decide which pictures am I going to use today, how can I keep this as simple as possible so that my students only have to learn a certain number of words today. You also ran into some issues with aspect. So for example, for dancing, we have at least three different words we might use: huyat, hulhulha, hulshit. With these pictures, we are practicing present tense continuous aspect. So you want huyathma or hulhulha ish or hulhulhama. The person in the picture is dancing. We don't know when they started, we don't know when they're going to end. Hulshit, we're going to learn how to use later. That's the complete form. Similarly, pointing with the pictures with pointing, koma-ish, komama, he or she is pointing. Kopshit is the complete form. That's what we would use if someone just pointed, like kopshit-ish takums. Josh pointed and he's done. But if I'm describing a picture that doesn't move, I want the continuous form, koma-ish, komama. We've just had a question: do numbers have complete forms? And the answer is yes. So, for example, tsawak, one, tsawichit, become one. Atla, two, atlichit, become two. We use these, for example, when we do arithmetic. One and one becomes two. Tsawak, oh ish, tsawak, atlichit ish. One and one become two. Several of you noticed that some of the bears in these pictures are black bears and some are grizzly bears, and Nuchanal has different words for those. So a grizzly bear is nani or nana. Chimps is a black bear. We don't use the word for grizzly very often because there aren't any grizzlies on Vancouver Island most of the time. We mainly have black bears. Sometimes a grizzly swims over here. But this is the problem for English speakers who use bear for both, and we have to be careful to pay attention to whether we're talking about a grizzly or a black bear. For some actions, there are many words to choose from, and you'll have to choose which one to introduce to your students first. The most basic words for paddling are tlihak and tlatwa. Tlihak is used in the south, tlatwa is used in the north for paddling. But other words that we can use for when people are traveling by canoe are chapak, which, as far as I know, is only used in the north. Chapak, going by canoe, and chapyik, going by canoe, which is used everywhere. Chapyik. With some action words, we have to worry about where they're happening. This is the case with standing and sitting. So the generic word for standing is tlakis in Barkley Sound dialects, tlakas in other dialects. That's just standing in general. But if someone's standing indoors, the word is tlakih. In addition, central dialects, instead of using tlakas, tlakih, use instead takyas, takyih. So you'll have to study this for your own dialect. For sitting, we have tikwas for sitting on a chair or other platform, tikwith for sitting on the floor or indoors, teas for sitting on the ground. And Nutanalth is very specific about this. I'm showing you our immersion sets. I noticed that several of you today struggled with the right phrases to use for turn taking. This is one of our most fundamental sets for language classroom. So, for example, some of you wanted to say, do it to the next person. That's on turn taking 2, number 7. Oh, sorry, number 8. Tla uchisatli, do it to the next person. We also, Hinatinius was looking for the word for next slide. And the simplest way to say that is tla'u'i, the next one, the other one, tla'u'i. Yes, that's a good sentence. Nashi'i chapats, or nashi'i chapats'i. Look at the canoe. Nashi'i chapats. That is the end of my feedback on your practice. We're going to continue practicing the ASLA method. Next week, we're going to add the TPR method, which is based around commands, and that's going to help us learn more about when to use continuous forms and when to use complete aspect forms. Now we're moving into the question period. So this will be your chance to ask questions of Tom and me. I'll start by answering a few questions that I collected, and then I'll turn it over to you. First, I've just put in the chat how I understand the age differences between these different words for people. So the smallest person is na'yakak, a baby. After that, we have flutsats, ma'itkats, small girl, small boy. But not every dialect uses the word flutsats. That's a northern word. So southern dialects, instead of flutsats, would say ha'kwa'tlis, a little young woman, ha'kwa'tlis. Once, roughly when children go through puberty, they become ha'kwa't ha'wethat, which we usually translate as young woman, young man. Then, roughly when they get married, they become thutsma chakup. But different people have different ideas, so you should ask your own elders what they consider thutsma chakup, what they consider ha'kwa't ha'wethat. Tom, do you have anything to add to that? There are two main words for continuous dancing. They are huyath and huthutha. Some dialects use both, some dialects prefer one over the other. So generally, huyath is used more in the south. Huyathma ha'kwa'tli, the young woman is dancing. Huyathma ha'kwa'tli. Generally, huthutha is used more in the north. Huthutha ish ha'wathatli, the young man is dancing. Huthutha ishi ha'wathatli. The complete form to start dancing is hulshit. So we would use that when we're telling someone to start dancing, like hulshiatlich, start dancing, you guys. Or hulshit ish takumsakt, Josh started dancing. Hulshit ish takumsakt.